This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update from Monday, the 11th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel enjoys warm sunshine across major cities. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are basking in clear skies. Eilat is enjoying a gentle breeze, perfect for an evening stroll. A pleasant night is expected, with temperatures remaining mild. Here are today's headlines. First, the USS Alaska, one of America's nuclear-armed submarines, surfaced in Gibraltar as former President Trump warned the ceasefire with Iran was on life support, according to Ynet just in. Also, Iran's rapid development of ballistic missiles poses a greater threat than its nuclear ambitions, as analyzed by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the United States nearly renewed attacks across Iran over a week ago, Walla reports in a recent exposure. Separately, diplomatic talks between Lebanon and Israel are heating up. Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments on 60 Minutes add to tensions. The Times of Israel discussed these developments earlier today. And finally, Israeli lawmakers are urging police to open the Temple Mount to Jews on Jerusalem Day, I-24 News reports from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a commentator on CBS News, highlighted that Iran moved aircraft to Pakistan for protection right after the ceasefire, posting just minutes ago. Andrew Fox noted the rushed deployment of ground forces earlier today, emphasizing the urgency and improvised nature of actions taken. The account IL Red Alert mentioned that the United Arab Emirates conducted strikes on Iran, targeting a refinery on Levant Island in April. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the USS Alaska's surfacing in Gibraltar, this move sends a clear message of deterrence to Iran amid growing tensions. Ynet reports that Trump's warning about the ceasefire's fragility underscores the delicate balance in the region. The presence of this submarine highlights the ongoing strategic chess game between the U.S. and Iran. Turning to Iran's missile capabilities, the Jerusalem Post highlights the unexpected speed of Iran's missile development. This poses a significant challenge to both Israeli and American defense strategies. The evolving threat underscores the need for regional allies to reassess their security frameworks. Meanwhile, Walla's revelation about near-renewed U.S. attacks on Iran points to escalating tensions. The decision, reportedly almost made, signals how close the region came to another conflict. This near-miss impacts diplomatic efforts and could influence future military strategies. On the diplomatic front, the Times of Israel discusses upcoming talks between Lebanon and Israel. Netanyahu's comments on 60 Minutes have stirred the pot, raising questions about Lebanon's role in peace negotiations. These discussions are crucial for regional stability and could shape future alliances. And finally, the call for more access to the Temple Mount comes as Jerusalem Day approaches. I-24 News reports this development as a potential flashpoint in an already tense city. The outcome may significantly impact interfaith relations and security measures. Turning to business and markets. First, Nir Omer, CIO of Bank Leumi, emphasized the importance of innovation in AI in the banking sector at a recent conference, as reported by CTech earlier today. Separately, Maariv Business highlights a discovery in Iran. Despite economic challenges, the country holds vast natural resources, including oil, gas, and rare minerals, creating potential economic shifts. And finally, economic leaders in Israel warn of potential layoffs due to economic strains. Avi Blashnikov of the Export Institute called for urgent measures, as covered by Walla Business from earlier today. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.